Thank you very much, Alan. Back to the news and just a bit of sporting activity now. Although the Evening News has managed to keep a daily interest in Norwich City Football Club throughout the non-footballing weeks, there have not been any real news items to report, but the club has now showcased the newly sponsored playing kit. Also, we celebrate Norfolk's wheelchair tennis champion Alfie Hewitt, who plays at Wimbledon. Pike fishing also gets a look in, and there is a report on a big motorcycle rally in Great Yarmouth.
The launch of Norwich City's new home kit has met with an overwhelmingly positive reaction by supporters, and so has the club's traditional reveal video featuring a host of Canaries legends. City's latest version of their traditional yellow home strip was revealed following on from the announcement last week that Asian betting firm Dufferbet would be the club's new main kit sponsor. The club claimed record sales for the shirt, with large and extra-large tops already sold out, as the Canaries website struggled to cope with the number of visitors. The mostly yellow shirt fades into green in its lower half, as well as on the shoulders, and features green sleeve trims. It's also paired with full green shorts ahead of the club's return to the Premier League. In our latest online poll, more than 2,000 voters took part, and 50% said they loved the new kit, with 28% saying they liked it, 15% thinking it was okay, and 7% not keen on the design.
Norfolk's Alfie Hewitt will play reigning Australian Open and Roland Garros champion Gustavo Fernandez of Argentina in his opening match at Wimbledon this year. World number three Hewitt said, "I'm excited to be back playing back at Wimbledon, and I'm really looking forward to the start of play on Thursday. Gustavo is a tough opponent, and I played him here 2 years ago, so I know what to expect. But I will go out and give it everything like I always do, and what will be, will be." Hewitt and Gordon Reid will open their bid for a fourth successive Wimbledon men's doubles title against the French top seeds Stefan Houdet and Nicholas Pfeiffer, the duo the Brits beat in both the 2016 and 2017 finals at the Championships and last year's US Open men's doubles final.
A pike fishing club in Norfolk is hoping to make a big statement in the conservation of the fish by banning its members from pike fishing. With concerns over the welfare of the popular catch, Norwich and District Pike Club, which hires out 23 boats across the Broads, has banned its members from chasing the fish when water temperatures exceed 21 centigrade. It's a move geared at helping to bring about a resurgence in pike numbers across the county, which its chairman fears is depleting. Stephen Roberts, club chairman, said, "In the summer months, pike really struggle to recover once they are caught and put back into the water. Since we have seen such a fall in the pike numbers over the year, we have decided to try and take action to help them." The ban comes following scientific research into the conditions pike thrive best in, conducted at the University of Hull, and relating to the oxygen levels of the waters at different temperatures.
More than 20,000 motorcycling enthusiasts descended on Great Yarmouth seafront to enjoy one of the town's flagship festivals of the summer. Thrilling monster truck rides and gravity-defying motorbike riders were just some of the highlights which kept families entertained at Great Yarmouth Wheels Festival. The two-day festival was organised by Great Yarmouth Borough Council. Council Deputy Leader Graham Plant described the event as a roaring success. A highlight for many visitors was the Ken Fox Wall of Death, where a team of gravity-defying riders performed daredevil stunts as they circled round a specially built wall. Other attractions included the Red Dragon Monster Truck, the On the Edge Motorcycle Stunt Show, and Ducati Rideouts.
Iconic Norwich character Alan Partridge will be celebrated in all his glory at a festival in his home city. "We're just fans. Alan, the Alan Partridge Festival, is coming to Norwich on Saturday, March the 21st, 2020, and will include everything from three-star cooked food to a pre-1988 disco. As Alan once said, no good music has been made since then. The event has been created by superfan Paul Wassell from Stourbridge in the West Midlands, who has never actually been to Norwich, but imagined it to be quite rural and picturesque. Alan Partridge, who is played by Steve Coogan, is a parody of British television personalities. He's a DJ on the fictional Radio Norwich. As well as a successful TV career, including 2019 series This Time with Alan Partridge, the fame-hungry DJ has also made the leap to the silver screen in film Alpha Papa, which had its premiere at Hollywood Cinema in Anglia Square.